The question was asked, what's the difference between a chatat and an asham sacrifice? So first of all, there are numerous types of asham. Okay, there isn't only one, but we'll go with asham talui, which is what I assume you're asking. A chatat sacrifice is when a person knows that they, let's say, ate a forbidden fat, a chaylev. That's the example in the Torah. So then a person has to bring sacrifice called a chatas. What happens if a person came home and there was meat on the table and they ate from it and then they discarded all the remaining meat, they threw it into the bin, and their wife comes home and says, which meat did you eat? And he says, I don't know, the one on the table. She says, I understand, there were two on the table. He says, why, what's the problem? She says, because one I bought by mistake was non-kosher meat. I misread the label. The other one was kosher meat. Which one did you eat? And the guy says, I don't know which one I ate. So I saw them both on the table. I figured I'll eat one before they rot. I threw out the other one. So now they don't know. So that's called a scenario where we... Talui. He's hanging. He doesn't know. Did he transgress? Did he do something he should bring a chata sacrifice for or not? He doesn't know. So the Torah says he can pay, I think, 48 times the value of a chatas and bring an animal that's much more expensive for an asham, and that will give him an atonement until he finds out, if he ever finds out, whether he has to bring a chata sacrifice or not. That's an asham talui.
Why doesn't he just bring a chatat?
He can't, because chatat, the Torah tells us, has to be ohoda elav chatato. He has to know that he did something wrong. To bring a chatat when you really don't know, so you bring an asham. Why is an asham so much more expensive than a chatat? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes in his commentary on Tractate Brachos that it's much harder to do tshuva when I'm not sure I did something wrong. So that's why the sacrifice had to cost much, much more. To impress upon the person, you did something wrong. You entered a realm of doubt. You might have done something wrong, so you still need tshuva.